And the time is 6 a.m.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Michael Welch, speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
Good morning, friends. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol McKibben.
We are the Saturday Morning Show, here for you for the next 2 hours, 6 until 8 live here, yes. Small dark room. The weather in just a minute from Carol McKibben. Take a quick look at sports. Bo Levi Mitchell back playing for the Hamilton Tigers.
And so, good,
well,
bad, indifferent.
And we'll look for ancient radio waves. Julie Driscoll, Brian Auger in the Trinity this half hour.
Okay.
All right. And first up, I guess the weather.
Sure.
All right, Carol McKibben, what have you got for weather?
We left home and we thought maybe it was 8 degrees, but it says here 12 degrees. And the barometric pressure, 101 and rising. That's a good thing. Humidity, 67%, and that's a little unbelievable. Didn't feel a little more sticky out
felt
there
more
than
like,
67?
Felt more like 68%. See?
Okay.
When you're a sensitive new age guy, you could detect these things. Where other boys, yes, well.
And?
Yes.
The wind, calm.
Right.
It's going to be a mix of sun and cloud with 30% chance of showers this afternoon. With a risk of a thunderstorm, of course. Fog patches dissipating this morning. Exactly. Wind coming from the northwest at 20, gusting to 40 early in the afternoon, and a high today of 21.
Okay, 21. All right. Well,
yep.
That sounds pretty decent to me.
It does, except for the rain and the risk of the thunderstorm.
Quick look at sports then. Sports and hockey. Stanley Cup Finals, game one tonight in Florida. The Florida Panthers, the Edmonton Oilers at 7:30. Football, the CFL, the Bombers are licking their wounds and reviewing their disappointing play on the Thursday. They weren't really in it except for the odds, little flurry, ever so briefly. Lost 27-12 to the Montreal Alouettes. Last night, Hamilton Tiger against the Calgary Stampeders. The Stamps won 32-24 with, as I say, Bo Levi Mitchell back playing. He looked in good shape, but he overthrew a number of receivers playing for Hamilton there as quarterback. And Demario Houston, who was the leading thief in interceptions last year playing for the Bombers, started off as he means to go for Calgary with an interception, so sorry to lose him. So, today, Saskatchewan Roughriders and the Edmonton Elks at 6 o'clock. Sunday, it'll be the BC Lions and the Toronto Argonauts. Baseball, Maple Let's call it the Major League, shall we?
Right.
Yeah. Toronto Blue Jays, Oakland Athletics last night. The Jays lost 2-1. Same again today and 7. And then Sunday at 3. Now, the American Association, Winnipeg Gold Eyes in Milwaukee. Well, Carol, you were there for most of the game on radio.
Yes, I was, but I don't remember.
Well, here's what happened, Carol.
It wasn't good later in the game.
Fell asleep in the tub, did we? All right, well.
Well, I did, actually.
Well, there you are. But when 9 men go to the plate for the other team, always a bad sign in one inning. Yeah, yes. That's exactly what happened. Fish lost 6-2.
Yeah.
Same again against the Milkman tonight at 6, Sunday at 1. Basketball, the Winnipeg Sea Bears doing well. Start the season. Take on the Calgary Surge Sunday at 3. Had to play a man short the other night. Anyway, soccer, Manitoba Valor play the Atletico Ottawa here at the Princess Auto Stadium is what we're calling it now.
Oh, dear.
It'll be Sunday at 12:30.
If you got naming rights to a stadium, an arena or something,
how
what
exciting
would you call it? Don't tell me the Ron Robinson
the
arena.
Silver Slipper, if you're going to call it the Princess. You know, make it.
Yeah, so yeah, like come up with something clever. The best you can do is Princess Auto.
It should be a car reference then. The Taillight Stadium. Because we're going to leave the opponents in our taillights behind us.
Sure.
Yeah, in our
anything.
Well, let's leave that behind and turn to dancing and romancing in the 40s.
Okay.
This morning it's Russ Morgan and his orchestra. This comes from the ASCAP big hoo-ha, I think it was in the 40s. Another result of ASCAP's ban on recordings of its songs. That was the union thing, you see. So this is an adaptation of a public domain ditty written back in the 1840s. So you could get away with it, you see, recording it and playing it. Right. See, well, you will recognize this.
Walking down the street, down the street, I met somebody who was mighty sweet, mighty fair to see. I asked her, would she like to have a talk, make some talk. All the fellas standing on the walk, wishing they were me. Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight, dress up tonight, dress up tonight. I've got a secret, gonna fess up tonight. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking, while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking. Dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. By the light of the moon. Mama, mama, put the cat out tonight, cat out tonight, cat out tonight. Worked all day, I'm gonna scat out tonight, and I won't be home until dawn. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking, while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking. Dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon.
Right, you are. Dancing and romancing from the 1940s. You recognize the tune, did you not? Yes,
yes,
of course. And you recognize even the lyric there, I would think. So you can see they've, what should we say, borrowed a little something there.
Yeah.
From, what, the 1840s, I think I said. known as, first of all, this lovely fan, and later known as Buffalo Gals, Won't You Come Out Tonight.
Right.
Al Jennings on the vocals there, using a melody. Pianist Terry Shand and co-writers Jimmy Eaton and Mickey Leader created the story of a lovely Dolly. Not to be confused with, well, it makes Dolly. Me think of the Dolly Girls.
Well, that's true.
From England.
It's a good thing it's got a subtitle, because Dance with a Dolly just sounds
odd
in this day and age.
Right,
a little odd.
Well, a detectorist, you may remember, his girlfriend says, refers to, she's a dolly bird.
Yes, and
true.
Not a hussy. And even there, they'd say, oh, nobody uses
agent,
that.
Right.
Yeah.
He says, you sound like your mother. And the look in her eyes says, no, I was wrong. No, I'm wrong. No, I didn't mean that. At 6:10, well, we turn now from back and forth we've been doing with choral music and then classical music. And in this case,
yes,
it's the two CD set titled The Most Relaxing Classical Album in the World, ...... exclamation mark. And we had to give up on it because the second CD had some great flaw that it refused to play in our machinery.
Right.
The good news is I found yet another copy.
That's amazing.
At the MCC. Well, with a title like that, no wonder it sold. You see what I'm saying? And so let's have a little balk.
Okay.
Consortium Musicum. Carol McKibben, can you pronounce the title?
Yes, it's Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme. Do you want me to go on?
That's good enough for me.
Okay.
Well, the short form, I guess, Wachet auf, sleepers awake.
Sure. It's wake up, the voice calls us.
Deals with the parable of the wise and foolish virgins and the arrival of the bridegrooms for whom they must make ready the lamps.
Please don't tell me virgins are foolish.
It's in the Bible.
I see. Okay.
There's a great, is it the birds to keep your lambs trimmed and burning?
Yeah. Oh, right.
At 6:15, looking at the pages of the Winnipeg Free Press, because...
Yes.
Look, hear this?
Yes.
That's real paper.
We got our free press in time.
Yes.
Wow.
I gave you the jumble in your bag somewhere.
Okay.
So looking at...
I'll find it.
Review by Margaret Swetman. No slouch at writing herself. Her most recent novel is The Gunsmith's Daughter. She reviews In My Time of Dying, How I Came Face to Face with the Idea of an Afterlife by Sebastian Junger. He was 58. He had a ruptured aneurysm in his abdomen. Just about snuffed it. And so we would know him from, remember the movie with George Clooney?
Sorry.
The Perfect Storm. Well, he wrote that. And...
He wrote the screenplay.
Yeah, he was a war correspondent, actually. And one of his films, Restrepo, nominated for Academy Award for Best Documentary, and Junger's book, The Perfect Storm. So he says, she says, Margaret says, but In My Time of Dying is an uplifting book because Junger is an awe of what it means to be alive. Everything alive is some kind of flux and ebb, he writes. Quote, when people say life is precious, they are saying that the rhythmic force that runs through all things, your wrist, your children's wrists, God's entire green earth, is precious. Pages of today's Winnipeg Free Press. Boy, Nick Martin gets all the big look in today.
Yes.
A big review of the new David Baldacci book, A Calamity of Souls, which he says Baldacci spent a decade writing it. Well, it's set in Southern Virginia. Black man, hired help, accused of a grisly murder of his white employees, I guess. So he finishes with, Nick Martin does, it's called A Calamity of Souls. It's exciting. On that, the jury has agreed. Baldacci does his entertainment well. It's a stark reminder of how overt institutionalized racism was within our lifetimes. But it could have been so much better. So he's somewhat disappointed then. And I see Nick has also done, they put in the suspense column that he does. So all manner of new books coming out, reviewed. Sherlock Holmes' son. Who knew? Sherlock Holmes' artist son, Damien Adler. Well, this is because this is in that series of Laurie R. King. Boy, it's got to be up to 20 of them by now. This one's called The Lantern's Dance. Be aware, we're on a very slow journey here. The ones I read didn't have any great galumping speed to them either. Padded out with a lot of generations in several families to keep sorted out as not much happens.
Uh-oh.
Let's just say if you're curious about Holmes' past, King has taken her shot at an origin story. All right, so if you like that, that's The Lantern's Dance, Laurie R. King. And, well, here's a book author. We did the first in this series in my mystery book club. But here's the second. Washed-up, egotistical, deluded actor, which I thought was a hoot. Miranda Abbott of the long-ago hokey Pastor Fran Investigates TV show, trying out for commercials when she suddenly gets big bucks offer to co-star in a major movie right in her little Oregon town. Hollywood is abuzz, as is Happy Rock, Oregon. So it's the same setting then. As she says, it's the second outing for the Canadian Ferguson brothers. Their first one was called I Only Read Murder. So it's Ian and Will back at it in...
I thought their first one was only just in the last couple of months.
Well, they must have been planning right from the start. I thought that, too.
Right.
So the new murder in the title, mystery in the title, sorry.
Right.
Pretty darn good whodunit. The skewering of old TV shows and small-town eccentrics is still quite funny the second time around. There we are.
Right.
Pages of today's Winnipeg Free Press, the book pages.
Well, those Fergusons are quite witty.
Right, you are.
Yeah.
Julie Driscoll's birthday today. Born on this day in 1947. Here she is with Brian Auger and the Trinity.
Okay.
If your memory serves you well, we were gonna meet again anyway.
cassette version of Wheels on Fire, because you recorded that a different version as well, of course, as you see, recognized from them being the theme for.
Absolutely fabulous.
Which was that TV series about those two bad girls.
Two bad girls.
Being bad all the time.
Yes.
But Julie Driscoll, as I say, born on this
well,
day.
Julie Driscoll was also sang, was completely different, the sound to it.
Yes.
But she was also involved in that.
Well,
recording.
They gave it quite a distortion. It reached number 5 in the United Kingdom, number 13 in Canada, and came to represent the psychedelic era in British rock music.
Right.
But she also recorded with her husband, Mr. Tippett, and she left really the jazz scene to all kinds of other things. And I've got to see, there's even an album released in 2022. Julie Driscoll. Huh? 624. So, Carol McKibben, if you will stand on your chair.
Okay.
We'll go looking for ancient radio waves.
Yep. Just let me put my shirt on here.
Right, you are. Okay. Getting something now.
Jefferson once said about the United States, we were the last best hope of mankind. That's what I want the United States to be. This is a generous and compassionate country. That's what I want this country to stand for. Not violence, not lawlessness, not disorder, but compassion and love and peace. That's what this country should stand for, and that's what I intend to do.
June 6th, 1944. D-Day.
All day, Allied heavy bombers have been operating in support of the ground troops. They have encountered no fighter opposition. The action so far seems to have been almost too easy. The reputation of the German armies is still considerable, and there is no disposition to discount their power to hit back. There is no official admission that our bridgehead is free from concentrated artillery fire, but the general impression is that we are now in a position to start pouring the material ashore, the tanks and the self-propelled artillery. Eyewitness accounts indicate that all movement has ceased in the area of the attack. The roads and rails carry no traffic. That means that the bombers can now start working further inland. Here is a report from Charles Collingwood, Columbia's correspondent with the Navy, who was with a tank landing craft. He says the first craft onto the beaches were the little LCVPs. They came in doggedly, looking very small and gallant with their heads up. Offshore, several miles, loomed the silhouettes of the big ships. Between them and the beaches milled an assemblage of landing craft of all kinds, forming up, waiting to go in. A few thousand yards offshore, two patrol boats stood, a mile or so apart. They marked the starting line. They were just out of range of effective machine gun fire. On those boats, each wave of landing craft dressed like a unit of foot soldiers and were then dispatched to the beach. More and more men reached the beach. At one end of the beachhead, a little knot of German prisoners began to form. Back among the big ships, the admiral decided he could now send in his bigger landing vessels, send them into the shore. The LCIs and the LSTs sidled to the starting line and then headed for the beach. An LCI is 155 feet long and carries more than 200 soldiers. When she hits the shore, a ramp is let down from each side and the soldiers pour out onto the beach. An LST is bigger still. She's a great floating garage. When she reaches shore, her mouth opens and trucks and vehicles of every description roll out of her and are lifted by davits from her hold. When these ships go in, the landing is well underway and their cargo is quickly built up, the power of the assault.
September 17th,
1944. Ancient radio waves that go on and on and on forever. The first thing that we heard there was Bobby Kennedy making
just
a speech.
Hang on while I take off my, when I say shirt, it's a sort of jackety shirt.
Bobby Kennedy making a speech, but today is the anniversary, actually, when he was buried. And before that, of course, the voice of Edward R. Murrow. A reporter remembers from his The War Years from June 6, 1944. Lots of coverage this past Thursday. I don't think I saw anything in today's paper, but last Saturday in particular, a couple of pages on the Royal Winnipeg Rifles, of course, and you could probably still look that up on the immediate archives for the Winnipeg Free Press.
Yep.
It is 6:28, so I think we'll have a look at the Turner Classic Movie Channel then for today. 9:08 this morning, we're going to continue the Falcon series. Falcon Out West, this is with Tom Conway playing the Falcon, from 1944, with Barbara Hale, who we probably knew her best from the Perry Mason TV series, as Della Street.
Yep.
7 o'clock tonight, A Matter of Life and Death, 1947. Directed by Michael Powell, he of Powell and Pressburger. David Niven, Kim Hunter, injured aviator, argues in celestial court to go on. There are a number of movies done like this.
Yeah.
Some bit of him. Spencer Tracy was in one similar as well. 9 o'clock tonight, Wings of Desire from 1987, directed by Wim Wenders. People of Berlin are visited by angels who can hear their thoughts. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're a Wim Wenders director fan, there you are. Sunday.
Yes.
2:45 a.m. Platoon from 1986, directed by Oliver Stone, Tom Berenger, William Dafoe, Forrest Whitaker. 5 a.m., Nancy Goes to Rio, 1950, Ann Southern, Jane Powell. Mother and daughter singers compete for the same role in the same man. You don't know that won't turn out well.
Oh, dear.
11 o'clock. That's 11 o'clock Sunday night.
End in trouble.
Silent film. 11 o'clock because they've been running silence. You should look up the Turner Classic Movie Channel because they also give you features for the month and background and all kinds of things. And when they're doing their musicals, when they're doing a series, and when they're going to focus on a particular actor or director.
Right.
Saw a nice documentary on George Stevens just the other day on Turner Classic Movie Channel. It was very good indeed. Man, he could do everything and anything. It really was Catherine Hepburn gave him a leg up. There, 11 p.m. Sunday night, silent movie, Our Modern Maidens, 1929, Joan Crawford, Douglas Fairbanks, A Flapper and a Diplomat.
More trouble ensuing.
I was going to play some silent music, silent movie music.
Yes.
But once again, I came across our Mikey Wurlitzer CD.
See.
The British cinemas had these great big things. Some of them would come right out of the floor, etc. So gird your loins for a bit of Bugle Call Rag, I think is what we want to hear.
All right.
Thank you.
working up a lot of perspiration there. Mr. Torch, Sydney Torch, you said he was Canadian too, from looking him up.
Maybe I did.
Sydney
Torch. That's possible. I can look him up again.
At the organ of the Regal Cinema in Edmonton. No, not that Edmonton. This is Edmonton in England. That's, I think, from about 1935. The big Wurlitzer, 633.
No, this one was born in St. Pancras, that's a right. section of London, and died in Eastbourne. So I don't think he was Canadian.
Because there
all.
Is, there from previous playing on this CD, I remember there was one or two Canadian organists. So yeah. At 6:34.
I'm Kevin O'Leary, author of The Cold, Hard Truth, and you're listening to CKUW. And remember, it's always about the money, all of the time.
Well, no, it isn't, because the next man we're going to play turned away from that. The way he decided to live, where he decided to live, and the you can look him up. We'll talk a little bit
about
it.
Like our friend John.
Bob Snyder. Okay. I swear, I remember him from early morning CBC days, whether it was Max Ferguson, maybe, or no, later than Max. Had to be either Peter Zosky and or... Don Heron was in there as well. You'll know him when you hear him. A very distinctive voice.
I always wanted to write a song about the radio, and the only reason I never wrote a song about the radio is radio's about my favorite word, and I was afraid of overusing it, I thought. But now that I've started and it's feeling kind of right, I'd like to tell you all I know about the radio tonight. I never learned about the radio, I only ever used to listen to it a lot. When the nights are long and you're feeling out of sorts, you can listen to the music, you can listen to the sports, you can listen to the traffic and the weather reports. There's consolation there. And if you like a lot of chatter, you can get a lot of chat. The radio's a very handy medium for that. And it really doesn't matter if the patter is pat, all the better to help you sleep. Such a beautiful name for such a beautiful thing. And once I sent away and got a secret ring, you can turn it up loud and you can turn it down soft. You can even turn it off. And another little trick, though, to say it is embarrassing, you can listen to the news and you'll feel better by comparison. Sit safe and sound while they are blowing up a garrison somewhere. Take great care, no dead air is ever allowed to happen, or a creaky chair. Keep your finger on the button and your head right there, and the time goes beep, beep, beep. We used to have a radio that was bigger than me. Back in the days it bore the invention of a form of entertainment whose name I wouldn't mention in the self-same sense as the radio. A radio, 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 radio. Here's another song about the radio. Faithful friend, way back when the voice of doom filled the room. Gone the way of love in bloom. Now it's static, packed in the attic. Well, I always found the radio a dependable rig. They come from little, it's a busy, way too big. But at least I know wherever I go, I can always listen to my radio. And when the nights are clear, I can also hear a radio wave from Uncle Sam to my antenna. And that's all I really like to say about the radio today. Thank you.
Bob Snyder, he is one of a kind. All his songs have, they don't sound the same, but you can tell immediately Bob Snyder wrote this. Bob Snyder is singing this.
Right.
What have you got him? He's still with us.
Yeah, he's still around somewhere. He used to... sing with the Leslie Spitt Trio, if you remember them, and Ron Sexsmith, and they were all friends. And he used to busk in Kensington Market, but his daughter Sarah Snyder is a fabric artist, and she lives in Bear River, Nova Scotia, so he's moved there.
He did, you're right, he's in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, he moved there back and forth, but I think he's there permanently now.
Well, this came from Into the Music, and you can find its sort of thing at Into the Music as well,
right.
Off their discount spot. I paid $2 for this. I mentioned that because you can flash your friend's card.
Right.
For regular price merchandise there. As long as it's not a sale, you see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
If you've got paid $35 and ask for your friend's card from CKWFM. So the CD is called Words and Pictures, and you're right. Ron Sexsmith is on this CD.
Ah, there
you go.
Along
with Chris Whiteley and Melanie Doan. Variety of people. Recorded live at Trinity St. Paul's Church in Toronto, November the 6th and the 7th in 1996. 6:39 then. Who'd like a laugh?
I could always do with a laugh.
Well, I'll play a little comedy for you then, and I'll tell you why we're playing it.
Okay. Curious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Hershey Horowitz.
Right, Mary Elizabeth Doyle.
Doyle?
Horowitz?
Horowitz. H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z. Hershey.
Oh.
My friends call me Hesh.
Oh. Doyle. D-O-Y-L-E. My friends call me Mary Elizabeth.
Is Doyle your real name?
Well, sure. I mean, why wouldn't it be my real name?
I don't know. I mean, I was just hoping.
No, we're Doyle. See, we're Dempseys on my mother's side.
Dempsey?
Yeah. Horowitz?
Yeah, Shmulowitz on my mother's side.
Well.
This computer really knows where it's at.
Yeah, it's terrific. It's scientifically worked out, you know, so you can't make any
mistakes. Mary Elizabeth, you come from a large family? I mean...
Oh, sure.
You have a lot of sisters?
Yeah, in my family. Listen, I got plenty of sisters. Sister Mary Monica, Sister Bernadette Marie, Sister Miriam Virginia. Do you have brothers and sisters?
Three brothers.
Oh.
Buck, Bougie, and Sal.
Buck?
No, Buck.
Buck.
No, it's Ba-uch.
Ba-uch.
No, it's Ba...
Ba-uch.
No, listen, Ba-uch.
Ba-uch. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right, you.
Listen, here's a tissue.
No, I don't need one, thank you.
Sorry.
Where do you live?
Me, I'm from Flatbush.
Oh, really? So am I.
You're kidding.
No, East 42nd Street.
That's my block. I live on East 42nd Street.
Really?
Hey, do you know Richie Flanagan?
No, do you know Mush Bader?
Mush who?
Mush Bader.
No, I don't think I know
Short
him.
Guy with curly hair?
No.
He kind of like...
No, I would remember. Hey, do you know Tommy Tuohy?
Tommy Tuohy. No, I don't know Tommy
Tuohy. Dinny Doherty?
Dinny Doherty. No, I don't know him. Do you know Stanley Auster?
Auster? I don't know any Austers.
Do you know Adolph Hausman?
No. You know Eleanor Dempsey?
Eleanor Dempsey. I don't know her. No, do you know Raymond...
Patsy Jo Shannon?
Patsy Jo Shannon. I don't know her. I don't know her. Do you know Raymond Kish?
Kish. I don't know any Kishes.
Do you know Philip Platzer?
Platzer, no.
Jack Schnee?
No.
Hillary Lederfine?
No.
Do you know the Lepson brothers, Artie and Jerry?
No, what? Do you know the Monahan twins, Maureen and Moira?
No. Well, that's a pretty big block, that East 42nd Street.
Yeah, it's very long.
Yeah. Listen, do you like to dance?
Me? Oh, I'm crazy about dancing.
Well, maybe we can go dancing some night.
Gee, I would love that. Hey, listen, you want to go dancing tonight?
I'd love to go dancing tonight.
Terrific. They're having a dance tonight at my Sodality.
At your what?
My Sodality.
What's that?
Well, it's a girls' organization in my parish.
Oh, you mean like the Hadassah?
What's that?
That's a girls' organization in my parish.
Oh, this computer's
oh,
really
yeah,
terrific.
Oh, really something, huh?
By the way, what do you do?
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
I'm unemployed.
Well, no, I mean, what line are you in?
Line C.
No, I mean, like, what do you do?
Oh, you mean, what do I do when I'm doing it?
Yeah.
I'm a bagel baker.
Bagel baker?
Yeah, you know. Would you like a bagel?
No, thanks. I can't touch him. Nothing personal. I mean, I tried one once.
Really?
I cut my gum.
Oh. Listen, what do you do for recreation?
Huh?
I mean, in the summertime, where do you go?
Oh, in the summertime, we go up to the mountains.
So do we.
We go to the Catskills.
That's where we go.
Where do you stay?
Jaime's Cuchulainn.
Jaime's what?
Jaime's Cuchulainn.
Cuchulainn?
No, it's Cuchulainn.
Cuchulainn.
No, Cuchulainn.
Ka-ach-lane.
No. Ka-ach.
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 Oh, I think I hurt myself. No, it's okay. I swallowed.
Where do you stay?
Oh, we stay at Hennessy's Haven.
Hennessy's Haven?
Yeah, you know, up in Wyndham. All the big hotels are up there. Halloran's, the Shamrock Chalet.
Never heard of it.
No?
No.
Well, it's a big mountain.
Listen, Mary Elizabeth, are you hungry?
Oh, I am. I'm starving.
Look, it's Friday night. Why don't we go to my mother's house? She makes great chalupchkas, kashavanchkas, mandlach.
What's that?
What's what?
All those chachs.
You mean chalupchkas?
Yeah, chalupchkas.
No, no, chalupchkas.
Chalupchkas.
No, chalupchkas.
Chalupchkas. I'm not going to make it. Why don't you tell me what's in it, and then I'll let you know.
Well, it's little pieces of meat that are wrapped up in dough.
No, I'm very sorry. I couldn't come over.
Why?
Well, it's Friday. See, I can't eat meat on Friday.
I forgot. I'm sorry about
that. No, that's all right. Listen.
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't they change the rule on that?
Oh, sure. They changed the rule.
So?
My family don't go along with it. See, we're Orthodox. Hey, listen, Hershey.
Hesh.
Hesh. I got a good idea. Why don't you come to my house for Sunday dinner?
Well, I'd like to, but do you think it'd be all right? I mean, I'm not imposing
you or anything. Oh, there's always
like that.
Room for one more at my house. My mother always has a big spread. You know, if it's not roast stuffed pork, it's baked Virginia ham. Oh,
that's all right.
Sorry. I'm very sorry.
No, listen.
Listen, that was very rude and thoughtless of me. No, believe me, you don't have to eat any of that stuff. I'll fix you some bacon and eggs. Mm. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, I am.
No, that's all right.
Hershey.
Hesh.
Hesh. Right. Listen, I don't want you to think I'm a wet blanket or anything of that nature. I just think this computer made a mistake.
Well, I know it made a mistake. I mean, it's just a machine, right?
Right.
I mean, it's human.
Yeah, nobody's perfect.
Right.
I enjoyed talking with you very much.
I enjoyed talking to you, too.
That's good.
Listen, if you're ever on my part of East 42nd Street...
Oh, likewise. You know, we live at the end of East 42nd Street, where it runs right into Holy Cross Cemetery.
I know the spot.
I'm sorry. Mm,
that's all right.
Well...
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, Mary Elizabeth.
Yeah?
I like you.
I like you, too.
So, what are we saying goodbye for?
Well, I don't know. I just thought...
Listen, are you really hungry?
I am. I'm really hungry.
Look, it's Friday night. Why don't we go over to Gallagher's? They got some great filet of sole.
Oh, that's a beautiful idea. You know, though, what I would really love...
What?
I would love to go to Ratner's and try some of that filtered fish.
You mean gefilte fish?
Yeah, that's it. Gefilte fish. Fish. That's all fish, isn't it?
What do you mean?
I mean, there's no meat chopped up
no,
in it.
No.
Well, I mean, see, it's Friday.
Right, right.
It's not me, it's my family.
By the way, Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet. Hey, happy Chanukah.
Hanukkah.
What?
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Hanukkah.
Hey, you want to know something? It really isn't that important.
Jerry Stiller.
Yes, and Mira.
And Mira. Jerry Stiller's
excellent.
Birthday today.
You can
born
see it all coming.
1927.
Wow.
Died 2020.
Yep.
American comedian. Of course, he played Frank Constanza on Seinfeld as
right.
well. Born in Brooklyn. Well, you could figure that out. You need me to tell you that. Nice work there. Stella and Mira. Well, it is 6:47. Carol McKibben, I think, let's have a little jazz.
Sure.
We'll talk some more after. That was a lot of talk right there.
You've got that 50 years
we
of
are.
Jazz guitar.
This is our last cut on it.
Oh.
It's the last cut. So it's rock guitarist John McLaughlin. We won't play all of this.
Okay.
It's about 7 minutes long.
Wow.
It's the Mahavishnu Orchestra featuring John McLaughlin with The Dance of Maya.
Thank you.
Mission Orchestra featuring John McLaughlin, our last Cat to the Two CD set from 50 Years of Jazz Guitar.
Super that was deal. Almost a bit much for this time of day.
I was thinking, that's why we were playing them always at the same spot, you see.
Right. So
get Neil Culligan on the phone, but is that representative? John McLaughlin, when this was released, and he was born in 1942, strong foundational jazz and music of India, classically trained both violinist and pianist since age 7, commands guitar at 11. You got to start early, apparently, yes. Early influences from England, guitarists from England. And as for jazz, well, Django Reinhardt. And it's an integral part of the Miles Davis group, I guess, for a while as well, at 6:51. So I'm looking at the issue of the Uniter for the summer. That's yes. Their festivals listing.
Ah.
Now, I'm just going to mention one here. Maybe you could mention a few as well. And it caught my eye was the Manitoba Community Band Festival.
Oh.
So we have the old Strathcona Town Band behind us to
right.
Let us know what a community band sounds like in full voice. And so I went looking because there's always a website or so to go with this. And in this case, it was mbband.org. But when I went, lots of information, all right, but not about this particular festival. But if you're the least bit interested in what they're up to, the odd bursary, the camps they put together, chance to meet with other people as well. Now, there's even something from a few years back. I haven't seemed to have done it again. They did a tuba get-together, which I thought was a great idea.
Right.
But what I did
so
find...
Where is this taking place?
When I looked up Manitoba Community Bands,
right,
I found the 2024 Community Band Festival. So it is today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And head to Coronation Park in St. Boniface today and Sunday. Two afternoons of great community band music. There will be 15 bands over 2 days playing music from jazz to classical and everything in between. Runs roughly between noon to 8 on both days with free admission. Special shout out to Long and McQuaid for their and the Music Manitoba Band Association for their support. So today at noon, it's the Dixie Beats.
Cool.
1 o'clock, the Little Big Band. As I say, they carry on all day to 6:15 p.m., the Winnipeg Pops Orchestra. And for Sunday at 1 o'clock, the German Club Band, on through till 6 o'clock, the East Side Jazz Band. That's Coronation Park in St. Boniface, which is bordered by Taché, Eugenie, and St. Mary's. Watch out for the two-hour parking limit on Saturdays. Unlimited time to park in the neighborhood on Sunday.
On Sunday,
there
right.
you go.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's that park not far from the river. At St. Mary's.
So let's listen to a bit more of the Strathcona, old Strathcona Town Band then.
Sure.
With My Grandfather's Clock.
Thank you.
old South Dakota town band with my grandfather's clock. As I say, today, tomorrow, coronation part for bands galore at 6:56. So, tonight...
Yes?
I've already put this away, I think, in my pocket, but it's this first game of the...
The Stanley Cup
finals on TV tonight. That is the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers in Florida.
Hello out there, we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. The tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalies jump and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game. It's the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is a good old hockey game. Second period. Where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. They grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. Now they storm the crease like bumblebees. They travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside. It's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is a good old hockey game. Playoffs too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink, and the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and the one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name, and the best game you can name is a good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is a good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is a good old hockey. Everybody come on, a good old hockey game. It's the best game you can name. And the best game you can name.
Himself is a tribute to him, of course. Stompin' Tom, 50th anniversary CD. Corblund on that as well. A variety of other people. See, Juno, a little stamp on it here. Government of Ontario kicked in a few dollars to produce this as well at 6:59. I want to tell you about this because I was waiting for the details, and I got the details from Barb. That's the Book and Bake Sale. Telling you now because it's the 22nd of June, so you can put it in your calendars now.
Okay.
Saturday, 10 to 3 at the West End Commons. That's at 641 St. Matthews Avenue. We used to call it St. Matthews Anglican. So you go straight up St. Matthews, and it's right on the corner with, I guess it must be
Maryland.
Novels, memoirs, kids' books, poetry, YA, sci-fi and fantasy, history and more, plus baked goods of all kinds. Everything is pay what you want.
Right.
With a note that all proceeds go to supporting Prison Libraries Committee and Bar